That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
Everyone!
Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, y'all. It's Christmas time.
Season's greetings, and welcome to the second annual The Magic of Christmas, right here on Dominion Live Radio.
Only from Atari, made especially for systems from Atari. The video game that lets you help E.T. get home. Just in time for Christmas. Happy Holidays from Atari.
All right, let's kick this off. The Magic of Christmas is here, 2010. 24/7 Christmas music starting right now until Christmas Day. Our gift to you from Dominion Live Radio. Thanks for listening.
Quiet way.
Kenner's new Oscar Goldman with exploding briefcase.
I have a secret assignment for a $6 million man. It's in my briefcase. Careful, if it's open long, it'll self-destruct.
Check video scanner. Oscar will contact headquarters.
Your order, Steve. Hey, Maskatron has the briefcase.
Look out, it'll blow apart.
Arrgh. Oscar Goldman with exploding briefcase, $6 million man and Maskatron, each sold separately.
The Oscar Goldman was the exploding briefcase. It's what all the kids want this year, this Christmas. And the $6 million man. Well, you know, the $6 million man did actually record a Christmas record. And we got that right here on the Magic of Christmas. Check this out. This is some vintage stuff. And I'm going to carefully place the needle on the record, and there we go.
With only 7 shopping days left until Christmas, Colonel Steve Austin suddenly remembers he has not bought any gifts for his friends and relatives. He decides to go to Geffner's, the large department store downtown. What's all that commotion about?
That's where the store Santa Claus holds court. Probably some kid didn't get what he wanted and is registering a complaint.
Sounds more serious than that.
Hey, mister, give me my Christmas present. Give me my present.
I think you better give it to her.
Get out of my way.
Put that gun away. Someone could get hurt.
Not if you leave me alone. Now stand aside. I'm walking out of here.
Oh, you're not.
Later, at the Office of Scientific Intelligence, Colonel Steve Austin is in the security conference with his boss, Oscar Goldman.
Good thing you called me in on this, Steve.
When I grabbed that guy, he dropped the package and it broke open. I could see the thing inside was no ordinary Christmas present. That's why I picked it up and got it to you.
Steve, you seem to have a talent for finding trouble. But in this case, you may have stumbled on a major espionage ring.
An espionage ring?
Steve, the man you fought with in the department store is Harrison Fredericks. For a long while, he's been known to be a free agent in the espionage market, selling his services to the highest bidder. But what is even more interesting to us is what he was carrying in that package.
What was it?
It was an electronic fuel cell for our latest attack missile, the SYR-9. Steve, after Fredericks was arrested, we suspected that the man playing Santa Claus at the department store was being used as a go-between for moving the stolen parts.
Did you bring him in?
About 20 minutes ago. He's clean, Steve. He doesn't know a thing. He probably wasn't involved at all. Just gave out the gifts to kids in line.
Which means a dead end.
Not necessarily. If he were to take a few days off and be replaced by another Santa who could keep a trained eye on things, we may get lucky.
Who did you have in mind?
Why, you, of course.
Mr. Marsh?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Steve Austin, the new Santa Claus for the toy department.
I can't see why I hired you. No belly, no beard. You need a total makeup job. I don't know whether or not you'll be convinced.
The man in the office upstairs said to report to you.
Yes, I see.
Where do I change?
In the locker room at the back. Yours is number 13. You'll find a red suit and beard in the locker.
Thanks.
This is Maris. We may have some trouble. No, a new Santa Claus. The other guy got sick or something. No, I just think that it's strange that this new guy shows up after that guy, Fredericks, gets arrested. I don't know. He may be an undercover agent. He doesn't look like a professional Santa Claus. Yeah, well, if there are any problems, what should I do? Are you sure? I've never done that before. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
I think I need some more padding around the middle.
Well, let's fix that beard first. Here we go. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, just go out there and hand out the gifts. Make sure you take them from the pile on the left.
On the left?
Yeah. And don't get it confused, or you may be out of a job.
Oscar, it's your favorite Santa Claus.
Steve, how are things going?
I think I'm onto something, Oscar. Do you remember that little girl who accused Fredericks of stealing her present yesterday?
Yes, her name was Sandy.
That's right. She came by again today for another gift. The boss of the department, Maris, insisted that I give her a box from a different pile of gifts.
What do you make of it, Steve? Could the child be involved?
I'd hate to think so, but at this point I think we have to consider every possibility.
Get back to me as soon as you need the troops.
I will. Goodbye, Oscar.
Don't turn around, Mr. Austin. If you make one move, it'll be your last. I suspected from the very beginning you might be an undercover agent. Now, my suspicions are confirmed. I heard every word of your telephone call.
Don't be a fool, Maris. Federal agents are surrounding the building right now.
By then, it'll be too late. Goodbye, Mr. Austin.
Steve, are you all right?
Just fine, Oscar. Our man here isn't the top of the line.
Don't worry about that. I had a hunch you might need help, and I had one of our men on the scene. He followed the little girl out of the store, and she led us right to Mr. Big, and we grabbed him.
And I guess that ties it all up.
That's right.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
Holy Christmas.
My mama used to say, always check your love. I guess that all the lies in her. Baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave me. Then you died on the 25th day of December. Mama said it was true. The doctor said you were dead. I said it's hopeless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I dream but not a dad, but still I'm blind. As long as I can hear you smiling, baby, you won't hear my feelings. Not alone in Christmas is mine.
Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio. Music there from Prince and Another Lonely Christmas on The Magic of Christmas right here on Dominion Live Radio. I was going to take some time out tonight to read you guys The Night Before Christmas. Or as the book, they have the word T'was. T'was. Like on Family Guy, when, you know, what's Family Guy there, the Stewie always says T'was. It's was. No, T'was. But anyway. Okay. T'was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprung from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Have I grasped a hold of you guys? Are you guys have your ear up to the radio because you just can't wait for the next page to be read? Is that what's happening? I'm just picturing that. This is very dramatizing, isn't it? You know, very drama. The drama here. Oh. As I dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. As we then turn pages here, there's just two pages of images of a Christmas tree. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how mercy. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held light in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of full jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. What's a thistle? That's silly. Like the down of a thistle. Okay. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And that was the reading of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the blink before Christmas, and all through the crib, I dug the real gone ones, spieling ad lib. Their leg sacks were hung by the smoke hole, in fact. All the squares were ready to beg, from old Santa's fine pack. Why, the cats and the fly chicks were knocking their nod, while some real nervous ideas in their think boxes trod. "Hey, Pop, open your glimmers," hollered little Joe Hip. And I bounced from my soft and gave my lilies a flip. I dug a slider man up there in the sky and laughed a deal of what it was pulled by. Four deuces of trotters, the biggest of sleds, all cool and real frantic from hoof to their head. The trotters were wailing and laying their drive right over our crib, man, and that's no jive. 'Twas then I dug the cat cracking the whip, mad and real gone, like he just left his ship. He started swinging and shouting out loud, and he laid a spiel on his nags who had just rode through the clouds. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, not a stride are we Nixon. With his sled loaded down with some real crazy things, this nervous cat popped out as though he wore wings. We all ducked away from the window so bright as we heard that cat fall down the smoke hole that night. The bag on his shoulders was just bulging and fat with playthings and presents for each chick and each cat. There were drapes and togs and sky pieces fine, bottles and jugs, mostly Sneaky Pete wine. He loosed up his bag and dumped out all that jive. And when we started pulling and grabbing, man, didn't we strive? Old Satchmo began blowing some mad jumping riffs as we cats and chicks latched on to those gifts. St. Nick got so salty, man, he became a real drag. Wrapped up his presents to put back in his bag, he copped a quick trot to the smoke hole once more, and the cats and the fly chicks cut rug to the floor. In a flash, he was gone, right on up through that hole. And all that was left was a jug of wine old Joe Hippet stole. Now believe me, you people, I tell you no lie, and I'll stick by this story till the day I die. With my own deuce of gone peepers, I dug old St. Nick, and I'm swearing it was him, and it's no trick. Though he left no evidence to prove I'm not lying, go get a taste from Joe Hip of that fine Sneaky Pete wine.
All right, I'm going to play this clip from last year when Robert called in, that should be his cue to call in in real time, 2010. So when this clip is finished, so he's already listening, so he knows. So all right, here it is. Oh, it looks like we have ourselves a caller. Santa's Workshop, hello.
Hi, is Santa there?
You know what, Santa's actually earlier he was digesting some cookies. He had some hot chocolate with the with those little marshmallows, and he was just drinking a lot of that eggnog stuff. And I think it just kind of put him out. I'm surprised you can't hear him snoring. But I tell you what, if you have something you want to say to Santa, I will write it down here on a piece of paper. I will put your name down, and what it is you want for Christmas. So. What do you want for Christmas?
Can I get a keg?
You need a keg of beer. This is Robert, right?
Yeah, this is Robert.
All right, Robert. Okay, so Robert wants a keg of beer. I mean, every frat boy wants the keg. All right, so I'll put that down. I don't know if he's going to get that one in his sleigh, but we'll see. So what are you doing for Christmas there, Robert?
I don't know yet.
You're gonna spend time with the family?
Huh?
You're gonna spend time with the family?
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. What do you guys usually have for the traditional family meal?
We usually have beef Wellington.
Oh now, God, I am getting hungry. Oh, beef Wellington. We usually have like ham or chicken with some lasagna.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. All right. All right, Robert, you have yourself a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And we're going to play a song for you. How do you like the 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, okay, that's coming up next. Actually, it's more so than next because it's coming up like right now, right here on The Magic of Christmas, right here on Dominion Live Radio.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay. That should be more there, right?
Where? On the
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Oh, yeah.
More.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth,
2 golden Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 quarters,
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yes. Oh, 6 packs of 2 quarts.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go home.
Oh, 8 days of true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smoke, 6 packs of 2 for 5.
5 comic books.
And a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques. 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums?
Of course. So, like, that's our song.
Merry Christmas, and good day.
Good day, everybody.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas. Happy holidays from Dominion Live Radio. Okay, we're back live and in real time. Hey, Robert, what's shaking?
Work is, and I'm in the toilet, but if you can, what's that?
Oh, God, it's funny as hell. did you get that keg of beer for Christmas last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, all right, cool. What do you want this Christmas?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? We got a Christmas party coming up?
I hope so.
You hope so?
This coming weekend.
All right, cool. I'm going to play a song for you. It's called Christmas and I Don't Know Where I Am. I think it's called something like that. So I hope you'll like it. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
You too.
At the office, Christmas party, I started off with a Bacardi. I didn't get sauced, but right now I'm lost. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I had a beer at my brother's, had eggnog at my mother's, then 2 bottles of wine. Which automobile is mine? It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. Someone caught me dancing with a snowman. A policeman came and put me in his car. He said, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "No, man. But could you drop me off at the next bar?" I guess my wife must be missing. Who's this dog that I'm kissing? They say his name's Spot, and he likes me a lot. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I was looking for a lady I could dance with, so I stood beneath the mistletoes. Someone said, "You'll have a better chance if you take the lampshade off and put back on your clothes." A lampshade, isn't that the best time to be going? I'm naked. Is it still snowing? It's time I should leave. I'll be back New Year's Eve.
It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am.
Have you seen my hat? I wouldn't want to freeze. What a party. Don't you wish you were me?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Atta boy, Claire.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
You mean everyone.
Turning back. I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
All right, we'll give it a try.
You'll be celebrating Life Day before you know it.
stand by here as we say goodbye to our unpleasant friends.
The Star Wars Holiday Special. The Star Wars Holiday Special.
Welcome back to the Magic of Christmas 2010 right here on Dominion Live Radio. Anyone remember that Star Wars Holiday Special? I do. I remember watching that. It was on CBS. Yeah, the Wookiees. It was great. So, keeping in the sci-fi theme, our next song is titled The Shatner Before Christmas. Enjoy this one. You won't hear it anywhere else. Right here on the Magic of Christmas 2010.
Was the star date before Christmas, and all through the ship I looked for Uhura, but she gave me the slip. The tricorders were recharging, awaiting repair, hoping that Scotty soon would be there. Sulu was resting, asleep in his bunk, dreaming of Nurse Chapel and that junk in her trunk. Spock was all woozy, and I had turned pale after getting a bad batch of Romulan ale. When up on the bridge there came such a noise, I was sure it was Chekhov and some of the boys. I jumped out of bed and put on my toupee. My head was still pounding. There'll be hell to pay. The twin moons of Baragon lit up the night, and I was still hammered and ready to fight. When what on the viewing screen had appeared? A strange little man with a big fuzzy beard. He circled the ship in a tiny great craft, pulled by strange creatures, they swung fore and aft. "I'm coming aboard," he did boldly announce, and we'd be there waiting, ready to pounce. With me in my boxers and Spock in his jammies, we ran to the bridge to lay down the whammies. With phasers on stun and a gut full of booze, I knew this intruder was going to lose. We got there in time as he beamed himself in, and he smiled at us all with a green, slimy grin. He smelled like old socks and was homely as hell. And the front of his head looked like a turtle shell. "Hold your fire," I said, and my crew took a pause. "It's old Chris Klingon, the space Santa Claus." With a bundle of gifts he had slung on his back, and when he bent over, we could all see his crack. "Here, Kirk, here, Spock. Here's Sulu, here's Scotty, and Uhura and Nurse Chapel, the Enterprise hotties." He handed out presents to all the ship's crew, even Ensign Goldberg, who's really a Jew. When his bag was empty, he didn't think twice. He said, "Merry Christmas," which I thought was nice. We asked him to dinner. He said, "No time to stop." He flipped open his communicator and said, "One to beam up." He was gone in a twinkle and then flew away. It was over so fast there was nothing to say. We opened our gifts, everyone was excited, and I hate to say it, but I really felt slighted. Chekhov got poetry, Scotty got whiskey, Uhura got undies, which I think made her frisky. But I wasn't so lucky with my Christmas surprise. He gave me a girdle with a note, "Just your size." Everyone laughed as I sucked in my gut. I think Klingon Claws needs a kick in the butt. So I manned the helm, readied photon torpedo, and fired a round up the crack of his speedo. As the bits of his ship burned away in the night, I was mesmerized by the glorious sight. And with my buzz still on, the crew heard me shout, "Merry Christmas, Enterprise! This is Kirk. Out." Oh.
Yeah, that's the Shatner Before Christmas. You won't hear that anywhere. I'll tell you that. This is the Magic of Christmas 2010. We're going to do a Magic of Christmas rewind moment. We're going to have play a song from last year's show, and we got the Ryan Kilway phone call. And when we finish the phone call and the song I play for him, we'll have Ryan on the phone. So let's get that rolling here right now. And sometimes at Christmas, we have to take a time out here for a moment, and let's just think that not everyone is happy around Christmas. No, I mean, we all, of course, we have our families, and we are lucky. We are blessed to have that, and there are those who don't. And I wanted to play this next song because I think in some ways maybe it kind of lyrically reflects a not-so-good situation. It's from Fall Out Boy, and here it is, On the Magic of Christmas.
These are your good years, so take my advice. You never wanted the nice boys anyway, and I'm of good cheer, cause I've been checking my list. The gifts you're receiving from me will be one awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. All I want years for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree. Merry Christmas, I could care less. Down. It's the only thing I want this year. One awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. And all I want this year for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree. Merry Christmas, I could care less.
Why not grab some eggnog if you so choose? The hot chocolate with some marshmallows? Go for it. Dial us up. We're at 747-TALK, area code 773. That's 773-747-TALK. So dial it up. Let's hear what you want for Christmas. Why not? Santa's Workshop.
Hello, is Santa there?
Actually, he's not here right now. Is this Ryan Kilway?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. Well, actually, apparently there's a problem outside. Apparently one of the reindeer jumped off of the roof. He sifted through the neighbor's garbage, I guess, and the neighbor called the police. It's total anarchy out there. Santa's trying to work it out with the police. He's trying to explain to the police why the reindeer's nose is so red. And I'm trying to get the update, but I can leave a note. I can leave a note for Santa. If you want to tell me what you want for Christmas, I can make sure he gets it.
Okay, could I have a new computer and peace on Earth?
You want peace on Earth? All right, that's what I...
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can definitely get the computer, but the whole peace on Earth thing, I think it's going to have to take some time, but I'm sure Santa will do his... I'm sure Santa will do his best. So Ryan, what are you doing for Christmas? Let's see if it matches your brother's.
I'm spending time with my family.
All right. Okay. Here's the big question: what are you having for dinner?
It'll probably be beef Wellington.
Oh, that's the same exact thing your brother said. All right. Perfect. Well, I tell you what. Tell you what, Ryan, you have yourself a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, and we'll work on that Peace on Earth thing.
Okay, you too.
All right, I will let Santa know.
Okay, thank you.
Ah, the magic of Christmas. And why don't we go ahead and work a little magic and take that first step towards that wish for peace on Earth. We're going to do it through music right now on Dominion Live Radio, the very special Christmas edition, the magic of Christmas.
Let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. Perfect harmony.
It feels good to be back in real time. So, Ryan, did you get that computer last year for Christmas?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't.
Okay, you didn't. But how about that, your wish for peace on Earth? Did that come through for you? Did something happen there? Or
It actually, a big step forward towards getting peace on Earth, yes. I was really happy with the direction it went.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what kind of news do you have? You're out there protecting this country, aren't you? You're moving towards that.
Yep, I'm moving towards it. I'll be able to fly once I graduate college here. So I'm looking forward to it.
You'll be at Top Gun?
Not quite there yet, but that'll be one of my goals.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. So we're going to play this song for you. This is going out to you and all those in military. It's Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins. I'm sorry it's Kenny Loggins, but I couldn't find a cover for it, so it's got to be the Kenny Loggins version. Celebrate Me Home right during the Magic of Christmas.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends, we celebrate me home. Give me a number. We celebrate me home. Play me one more song. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing me home. An easy highway, traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being young. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me. Yeah, I'm this strong. I'll be weak. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. Atta boy, Clan.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
You mean everyone?
Everyone!
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. Second would be for the 30 million, the third would be for all the power, and the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Roseanne Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too, and she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee you. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids. The kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible. More trouble than it's worth. So, we reorganized. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No, we go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez, I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay, I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And, of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody.
Steve Martin and the Five Christmas Wishes right here on Dominion Live Radio's The Magic of Christmas, the 2010 edition. This is a Christmas song by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Very good,
boys. What?
Sing it again. Yeah, let's sing
no,
it again.
No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? They want to sing
now,
it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Ah, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass and a stock and a thing which tells time. Wow, that's great.
A Red Ryder BB gun with a compass and a stock and this thing which tells time.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. Oh, no. You'll shoot your eye out? My mother must have gotten a Miss Shields. There could be no other explanation.
You'll shoot your eye out! You'll shoot your eye out!
No, no, I want an official Red Ryder carbonation 200-shot range model air rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
What, did you think the second annual, The Magic of Christmas, the 2010 edition, did you really think that I would do this Magic of Christmas without that clip? You think I was going to forget it? Ha! Never. Never. This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town right here on The Magic of Christmas 2010.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped up at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh.
You better watch out. You better not.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. And of course he's coming.
That's right. That's right. Atta boy, Clarence.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
You mean everyone?
Everyone!
Welcome back to The Magic of Christmas. And earlier we played a $6 Million Man Christmas record. The $6 Million Man TV show was not the only program out that had a Christmas record out. Dragnet did as well, and we have it, and we're going to play it right here, once again, The Magic of Christmas 2010 on Dominion Live Radio.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. I'm going up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you going to do tomorrow, Joe? What you going to do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're going to have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus. A guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in her heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all, the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
You're goofy.
Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
From the funniest Christmas movie, in my opinion, ever made, the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This is the title track, Christmas Vacation, right here on The Magic of Christmas.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh. Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Closer, I can't wait. Gonna make this holiday as perfect as can be. Just wait and see this Christmas vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That's how it's done on Christmas vacation. Let's go deck the halls and light the lights. Get a toasted fire burning bright. Give Sydney the warmest welcome that he's ever had. We're so glad it's Christmas vacation. And when the nights are peaceful and serene,
cuddle up and do our Christmas
That's right. That's right.
Atta boy, Clarence.
You're listening to The Magic of Christmas and Happy Holidays from Dominion Live Radio.
God bless us, everyone.
Everyone!
Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas.
I guess that's pretty much a wrap on the podcast side of things for the Magic of Christmas kickoff show 2010. But continue streaming over at Dominion Live Radio as the Magic of Christmas continues 24/7 all the way through Christmas Day. It is our gift to you for being so kind, listening to Dominion Live Radio and giving your support over the last year. I want to take the time to say wishing all of you and your families a great holiday, a Merry Christmas, and to everyone, a Happy New Year. We'll be back in January 2011, so to everyone, peace.